All today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got Paula on the line in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, hi, hon. I forgot to tell you today, the whole world has dumped our dollar.
The whole world?
What?
Yeah, the whole world dumped our dollar today, this morning. I'm serious. We're dead serious.
How come we haven't heard anything about this?
About it
too. Seemed like huge financial news.
Did this one come off your fax machine, Paula?
No.
Because I haven't seen anything about it.
This has been all over the radio.
The radio?
Apparently,
what
I'm not, apparently
you
I'm
know
not
about it?
In contact. No.
Well, the rest know about it, too. But anyway,
what are they doing?
We're in serious trouble, and we've got to get JFK's executive order pulled real quick. This will be the only thing that will save us.
Which executive order is that?
Okay, the one to go back on the silver certificates and the gold.
Well, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Well,
so wait a minute. JFK took us off? I thought Nixon...
You know, he tried to bring it back when he was president himself, and they stopped it, but his executive order still stands.
Hmm.
Nobody's done anything with it. It's still... You can still do it.
Well, you know, Paula, I agree. I'm totally with you on the value-backed currency thing. I mean, everybody on Free Talk Live, I think, is with us. Is with you on that one. It's just that I don't think that the existing structure, the existing power brokers in Washington, D.C. are going to do anything about it.
They're
with the exception
right
of
now.
Ron Paul, perhaps.
They're on it right now.
Who's on it?
The representative I work with.
I don't know what
right
sort
now.
Of fantasy land you're living in, Paula, but
I
hope she's right.
I have some that we can depend on, okay?
Okay.
We still got some good reps there. We do have a lot of bad ones.
So what are they going to do? They're going to, introduce some sort of bill to abolish the Federal Reserve or what?
They'll just, either do that or they just, say we're going to bring it back. You know, all we got to do is pull it, they said.
Well, I know the Federal Reserve isn't interested in bringing that stuff back. That's why they were created in the first place, to get us away from value backing.
Look what they've done. I mean, the whole world this morning dumped our dollar. Even China doesn't even want it.
Well, we know that China was threatening to do that sort of thing.
Now the whole world.
I'm looking for the news, Paula, and I don't see it. Maybe one of our listeners with internet access can send it to
us. It was on Alex's program. It was on another program I listened to.
Well, just because you hear it on the radio doesn't mean it's true, sweetie. I'd like to
checked.
Yeah.
It's true.
Okay. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean,
getting the word out.
Look, we know the dollar's in trouble. Whether or not what Paula says is actually, whether or not what she claims is happening is irrelevant. The world is looking at dumping the dollar, and it is getting into a bit of a precarious situation out there for the dollar.
Right.
No doubt about it.
Well, we're using it like it's backed. We're trading it with other countries like it's a product, even though we're just printing it out there and creating more and more
the Federal
of
Reserve is, yeah.
Right, not we, but...
they don't. The other countries don't have a giant war to finance, $500 billion dollars to, shovel into the war machine.
The dollar is in big trouble, that is for sure. Whether or not everybody's dumped the dollar this morning, that's questionable. But nonetheless, certainly you should take evasive actions if all your holdings are in dollars. You should consider getting something more tangible, silver, gold, that sort of thing. But, of course, this isn't an investment show.
And if all the other countries did dump the dollar and the dollar's crashing, your house will be worth more.
That's a good point. If
my
you have a house,
loans will be gone.
Be easier to pay off, I guess. Yeah, with hyperinflation. 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll free line. Speaking about stories that come from around the world, the United Kingdom, they're looking at implementing a program. Now they're just looking at it at this point, but it doesn't seem like something they wouldn't do, and it's something we've actually suggested might happen. As a matter of fact, sort of tongue-in-cheek,
Mm-hmm.
We're joking about it, but at the same time being serious. The story's from thisislondon.co.uk, a radical plan to improve the nation's health, including a workplace exercise hour, has been unveiled by a leading government advisor. New figures today show England is the fattest country in the EU, and now Professor Julien Legrand, Chairman of Health England, hopes to encourage people to improve their diets, give up smoking, and exercise more. He proposed the introduction of a smoking permit, which smokers would be required to show every time they bought tobacco. Wow.
Well, how would one get this permit? Apparently, if they're giving a permit
for it.
Yeah, if there's a permit, then there's a limit to what you're able to smoke or, you know, something.
It is then their choice to go smoke-free and not buy a permit. Companies with more than 500 staff would also have to have an exercise hour. Employees would have to deliberately choose not to join in. The proposals are the opposite of the government's approach, which requires people to opt in to healthy lifestyles. Instead, it would be up to them to make the unhealthy choice. In his speech at the Royal Statistical Society last night, the professor, former aide to Tony Blair, said, quote, "It's not like banning something. It's a softer form of paternalism."
Unquote. Paternalism.
Yeah.
Nice name for, you know, not letting people do what they want to do.
Yeah, it's right. It's not quite to the point of banning things, but that would be the next step, wouldn't it? Like where
that's the intent.
Right. Like you get the permit for the cigarettes and they let you go around and buy things with your permit for a few years so they can cash in off of every cigarette smoker because who knows what they'll charge for a yearly permit. And I'm sure they'll charge you yearly for it.
It'll probably prices will go up and up.
It'll be like probably like a buck a day. You know, they'll collect the taxes on the actual cigarettes. So you'll pay through the nose taxes on a pack of cigarettes and then you'll be paying for the permit fee as well. You know, a pound a day or something.
How are they going to check this permit?
They'll have to have some sort of card swiper, or they'll, you know, they card people here in America for buying alcohol and that sort of thing. It'll just be another ID card. If you don't have the cigarette buying permit, you can't buy cigarettes. So that's what they're talking about. And this guy isn't just your average academic. He's the chairman of Health England.
Mm.
So he's very politically influential. So this isn't happening yet, but they're talking about it. And that means it's not far off. Exercise hour. Now, only for companies with more than 500 employees. How are they going to step that one down? Oh, it'll just come down to 300 or 250, then 100. Then companies, you know, mom and pops will be required to have the exercise hour. Well, how will we know that these companies are doing the exercise hour?
Because the employees have to go out on the sidewalk and do it.
That's an interesting idea. I don't know about that, but they could certainly send inspectors around. The auditors, exercise hour auditors, where, you know, the inspector is going to show up when you're supposed to have the exercise hour because it'll probably have to be at the same, the same time every day. So at noontime, instead of having a siesta or whatever, you have the exercise hour. Is this disturbing to anyone but me?
Nanny state is at its finest. I mean, they just want the government to run every aspect of someone's lives. And when are people going to have a special license to buy fatty foods or pastries?
That's a good question.
Coming up next.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, sometimes when I talk about these things on this show, I think to myself what the average person will think when I'm saying the words. So when I say something like, well, you know, the next step is they're going to have a government inspector looking at your pantry to make sure you don't have too many fatty foods in there, that sounds really absurd. You think to yourself, oh, come on, government's not going to do something like that.
Well, think about 1972, when if the government would have gotten against smoking and stopped that from every all over the place. It's going to happen.
I just want to bring this story up to point out that these aren't absurd things that we're saying. When we talk about what the next steps are, these people are really thinking of these ideas. I never thought of they think of more than we can think up. These are the people that are focused. This is what they spend their time. Like, if I'm excited about something, I'll stay awake at night thinking about it. You know, something new's going to happen with the show, or, you know, there's something going on. Maybe my house is going to sell or something like that. I'll get excited about it and stay up thinking about it. Well, people like Julian Legrand, chairman of Health England, he stays up late thinking of ways to control you. That's what gets him off. That's what excites him at nighttime. That's what keeps him up to 4 in the morning, thinking of new ways to innovate the nanny state into your life.
The more and more I think about this, I just think of all the unintended consequences that something like this will bring forward. Not only is it going to be a direct tax, another tax on the poor, because poor people smoke more, but it's going to hurt so many other different ways. What about the black market that's going to strike up when people have to buy their cigarettes from some street dealer because they can't afford the permit? You're going to have to hire special enforcers to go after these people. And the problems just seem endless.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, eventually other countries are going to come on board. And, America, California, New York City.
It was such a good idea. It worked so well there.
Right. Oh, why didn't we think of that? Smoking permits. That way, if somebody doesn't have the smoking permit and they're caught smoking, oh, my gosh. Could they ask you for a permit on the street? Like, if you're sitting, you're going to have to show the permit to buy the cigarettes, but they could also have a cop approach you on the street and say,
I see why they
show
wouldn't.
Us your permit. Do I have your smoking permit, citizen?
No more bumming cigarettes.
800-259-9231. Just wait. It's all on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Ted Anderson from Midas, October 23rd, 2007. Gold, $759.90. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $783.15, $386.15 for half, $193.08 for quarter. That's $783.15, $386.15, $193.08. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you call Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12-107. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free, so enjoy those on us. The bulletin board system's there with over 250,000 posts. Serious issues and fun stuff, you'll find it all discussed, all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or a living trust, a corporation or a limited liability company in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
Talking about the nanny state, and they've got it worse than we have it over here in the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom is now looking at two really just unbelievable ideas. Although I guess we should believe them because that's the direction things are going in. More and more government control over your life, over your personal choices and decisions. And of course, what leads to all this is government control of healthcare in the first place. It gives them the excuse. That's the wedge
that
they use.
We're all paying for it.
That's how. That's the nose that allows the camel to get into the tent, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So once the government takes control of healthcare 100%, then they use that excuse of, well, it's, you know, we need to lower our costs. We need to lower healthcare costs, and so therefore we need to tell you what to do with your life. That's the excuse. And now they're looking at having an identification card for people that smoke tobacco, a special permit, which, of course, you're going to have to pay for in order to get your hands on. So you have to show it every time you smoke tobacco, or excuse me, buy tobacco. But I'm guessing that eventually they'll be able to card you on the street if they see you smoking.
Yeah, I don't see why they wouldn't.
The smoking police, you know. Oh, citizen, do you have your tobacco permit? And if you don't, they'll yank the cigarette out of your mouth, stamp it out on the curb, and cite you.
Give you a fine.
Yeah.
Right. They'll cite you for smoking without a permit.
They might just let you go if they stamp out the cigarette, if they're feeling nice.
I don't know. They probably know that people will go and pick it up after you. You've stamped it out. There's that, and then there's the exercise hour they're proposing for companies with more than 500 staff. Inevitably, that's going to... And now they say staff members can opt out. And again, government programs start one way, and then they change. You have to remember this. So if you ever hear a government program concept that you actually like, that you think's a good idea, remember, it won't stay that way.
No.
When they outlawed smoking on airplanes, I think that it was never thought that they would start to outlaw it in bars and restaurants.
Right. It always expands. Government, it's just what government does, okay? It just operates this way. They get bigger. It gets more intrusive. The rules become more expansive, more all-encompassing, more restrictive. This is what government does. So it's going to start with 500 staff, and then it's going to go down to, you know, your mom-and-pop companies. And then they're going to have government exercise auditors walking around to make sure everybody's doing their exercise hour. And employees that decide to opt out will probably be harassed by the state, and they'll probably be threatened that if they don't participate in exercise hour, that they won't have any health coverage anymore. See, remember, the government starts out by claiming that it's going to give everybody health care. That's what they're talking about in this country right now. And they have it in other countries, this universal health care nonsense, where government says, don't worry, we're going to take care of you. You shouldn't have to pay for health care. Health care should be free. So that's how they sell the idea. Mm-hmm. And, of course, to the average American that's trying to put food on the table for their family and get...
They know that health care is expensive.
Right.
They're fully aware.
It sounds good to them. The idea of, free health care, I could use that. That sounds like something they want. They don't think about it. You know, they don't understand the ramifications of socialism and what that all means. So the American people, a lot of them, want this idea. But they don't understand that down the line, the restrictions in order to get your hands on that government health care will become more and more oppressive.
Every time.
And so eventually it may get to the point where they're checking what you eat, where you have to have a permit to buy fatty foods, as Toby was suggesting. If they can do it for cigarettes, they can do it for alcohol, they can do it for fatty foods, they can do it for soda pop, things, sugary foods.
You opt out of exercise hour, well, your license to buy that soda after work has been revoked.
Exactly. Yeah, if you aren't exercising, you don't have any license anymore, and you can't go and get your free health care. But if you can't get free health care, then there's no other health care out there because it's been outlawed by the state. They won't allow private health care firms to provide health care. So where do you go? You'll have to go to a black market doctor. What a nightmare.
Well, they're already pulling their own teeth in England.
Here's what a few people from the comments section of the story have to say. Somebody from Austin, Texas comments in here. He says, after we have our exercise hour, will the government-appointed nanny then be around to wipe our little noses, perhaps to burp us after a meal? The government is hanging cameras everywhere, telling us what we can and cannot wear, eat, and smoke. When did we stop electing public servants and begin electing parents?
Yeah.
Ms. Turner from Switzerland says, another permit, just another tax for labor coffers, typical of this government. Don't need to have a big daddy to watch out for me, whether I eat or exercise. Maybe someone should suggest to Mr. Brown that Mr. Brown ought to be the first in the queue. That's the guy that was suggesting, or Mr. Brown, I guess, is one of their politicians. Anyway, just sad. It's sad to see liberty just going down the drain around the world, and we know it's going to come here eventually.
Great applause.
Yes, exactly. You let government take control of health care, this is the direction it's going to go. Hope you're enjoying your sugary cereals now, because they won't exist eventually. You'll only be able to buy sugary and fatty things on the black market. It'll be like Demolition Man, where you have to go underground in order to buy a rat burger, just to try to get something tasty. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Dave in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Hey, Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey, them two people that responded were way too nice to these tyrannical pig bastards, man. Mm-hmm. You spit right in their eye when they tell you you need a permit to smoke a cigarette. They want to start a whole nother underground black market system. This guy Brown probably owns a tobacco field in South America that he's going to get tens and millions, billions of dollars once they pass this stuff. It's all for more corruption and control us. It,
absolutely.
Tyrannical pig bastards, and the American spirit should spit right in their eye and tell them back off. That's what.
Unfortunately, the American spirit is pretty hard to find in America these days. What we've got is a class of
bought off.
Right, we've got these people.
They all got
the
loan. They all got their credit card, their little debit card.
Not only that, they also have an entitlement.
Carry cash.
They also have an entitlement mentality.
Fear because of some boogeyman that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to tell them that. We'll fight them right here. We'll fight them over there. We'll fight them anywhere, man. We're just too controlled by fear anymore, man.
Absolutely.
This whole, when people talk like that, we got to stand up and shout right in their face. That's all. At every possible opportunity.
Refuse and resist this tyranny. Do not go along with it. Draw your line in the sand, and if the government decides to cross it, just say no to their stupid rules and regulations.
And you could tell it's all bullcrap, because we could get in a car right now, drive 70 miles an hour down the highway and get a head-on accident and die instantly right in the next 10 minutes, any one of us.
Yeah, and you've got a driver's permit, so it's not like your permit's stopping you.
Who weighs the possibility of death and say this way that I may smoke a cigarette, it might take 25 years to kill me, but they're going to allow me to get in the car and drive? They're bull crap, and everybody, we got to call them on it.
Dave, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. They want to control almost everything about your life.
Once they get almost everything, they'll have everything.
You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Think of your favorite child. Now think of your favorite child again in your car. What can you do to ensure that child will live to become a favorite adult? When I come back, I'll tell you.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindtheshop.com.
BG. How do you protect your most precious cargo? Safety seats, which reduce infant death risk by 69%, and toddler by 47. Infant seats from birth to 1 year should be installed rear-facing in the back seat. These often convert to front-facing for toddlers under 4 years and 40 pounds. Booster seats are suitable for children 4 to 8, but not until a child is over 80 pounds and 8 years old are regular seat belts proper restraints. Whatever their age, when you think of your favorite children, picture them buckled up, then do it. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want, toll free, 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. It's the place to go. Archives are there. An entire year's worth of the show. Front page of the website for your downloading convenience for free at freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Well, the madness continues as we just finished up talking about these new proposals coming out from the UK for a smoking permit and exercise hour. Again, the governments using the excuse of publicly funded programs to control more of your life. Well, because the government is paying for your health care, that means the government gets to tell you how to live your life. Okay?
Of course.
That's how this works. Well, also, the excuse of publicly done anything is also being used in other areas for more excuses of invading your privacy, for instance. In the case of a New Jersey high school. According to LouRockwell.com, on the morning of Friday, October 12th, this year, Steinert High School in Hamilton Township, New Jersey, was flooded by police with five drug-sniffing dogs, accompanied by a prosecutor and school officials. The whole student body was arrested by being detained in various classrooms and forced to wait while the search of their lockers was that while the search of their lockers verified that each student was innocent of drug possession. Every single locker was searched. This wasn't where they took the dog around and sniffed, and then where the dog sniffs, they search.
Wow.
They searched every locker, locker by locker, and they spent a good portion, of, I imagine, of the entire school day doing this.
Disgusting.
Were the students able to view their locker being searched?
Not bloody likely.
Yeah, sounds unlikely to me, too.
Every student was under technical arrest until cleared of drug possession while approaching unlawful imprisonment. The school sent us a letter home with our son saying that it was a, quote, a pre-planned search of student lockers using trained narcotics detection dogs as per our ongoing protocol of ensuring a safe and orderly drug-free environment. This search was a component of our program to deter illegal activity.
There you go. You know, it's protection is liberty.
There was no reasonable suspicion of any drug activity. It seems that the search was itself an illegal activity because it was a warrantless dragnet, pure and simple.
Mm-hmm.
The incident is proof to parents that the government has little common sense when it comes to our children. They teach about human rights, the U.S. Constitution, and tolerance, but they don't practice what they preach. Many of the kids are saying that Steinert High School teachers, counselors, and principals aren't about education, but just about prosecution of the war on drugs. There are over 1,600 students... And guess what percentage of them were discovered to have had drugs or marijuana in their lockers? Go ahead.
Less than 5.
I'd say that, I don't know, I think a lot of students are becoming smarter and not keeping it in their lockers, at least.
I think you're right. I sort of expected some people to get caught, but apparently 0 was the percent.
You're kidding me.
Have they done this before or something?
I don't know. I would presume if they had, this guy, Jack Dugan, who's writing the article, has got a kid in the school, so presumably he would know if they had. He doesn't mention that. So, no, they didn't find anything. But according to the story here, many of the students now feel that they're automatically guilty until proven otherwise.
Apparently, they are.
The kids...
I was just going to say, this is just teaching them to usher in the police state.
That's right. Obey.
Lay down. I mean, if they're learning about it at a young age in school, they're saying, hey, the police can come in and search me for no reason at all. I don't even get to watch them search my locker. It's
right.
No problem when they pull me over and do the exact same thing while I'm in my car.
It's really very insidious. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're training people. They're training young people to take the police state as part of their normal life.
Right. This is how things are.
Right.
I saw a cop shaking down a car today, and I just, you know, it was a bunch of young people, and I wonder how he asked those people. I wonder how he asked them to search, because, you know, he didn't have, I'm sure that he didn't have any probable cause.
They usually don't. Otherwise, they don't ask.
You know, because they usually say something, I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the car now.
Mm-hmm. Are you asking or are you ordering?
Right. Which one? Because it didn't sound like you were asking, but
right.
Then the words, they did.
They're trained.
So do I have an option of getting out of the car or not?
Right.
If I don't have an option, am I under arrest?
Mm-hmm. Or being detained?
One or the other.
The kids, think about how insidious this is. These kids don't know any different. They haven't lived for the last 50 years to where they've seen the progressive decline of liberty in America.
Mm-hmm.
This is normal.
Right. This is something that they are used to. They're used to being harassed over drugs, and now they're used to having their bags searched and their lockers searched and dog sniffs and armed police standing around. They're used to it. They see it in their schools. If they go on an airplane, they see it in airports. I mean, most of the American people are being acclimated to this in airports. But the young people of America are getting it in their schools, too.
It's almost insidious.
It's devastating, too.
You almost think that this was the plan.
It is a plan.
I don't know if it's a plan or if it's just working.
Somebody's planning this out there. I don't know who it is, but somebody's coming up with these
conspiracies.
I'm not saying it's a conspiracy. I'm just saying they want to control people. That much is true. Anyway, the kids know they would never do the same thing to their teachers' lockers, nor publicly owned offices of the U.S. Congress, the White House, and all federal agencies to weed out all those who seem to definitely be on drugs. The Hamilton School District and Police Department stand on the point that the students' lockers are public property, and thus subject...
Then why aren't the teachers? I mean, I pay their salary.
Well, they don't suspect the teachers.
I see.
The teachers can get away with doing drugs because they're not under suspicion. Besides, they work for the state. I mean... How often does the state check out its own employees? It's not very often. They check them when they get the job, but after that, you're in. Mm-hmm. Like Flynn. How far, it says here, the Hamilton School District says, well, it's public property and thus subject to search at any time. However, how far can a police agency go into warrantless searches of over 1,000 people's effects without probable cause? Why must students have no expectation of privacy of their personal effects when given no choice but to use school lockers for their burdensome books, notepads, lunches, clothing, and other
paraphernalia? They do have kids carry a heck of a lot more stuff than they used to.
Yep.
I used to, when I was in school, 20, almost going on 20 years ago, I had to carry, I would switch at lunch, I would switch the daytime, you know, the morning time books for the afternoon books, because I had that much stuff, and I would carry them around in a backpack.
Well, they're searching lockers in this case there. I've seen a number of cases that are similar to this where they not only search lockers, but also cars as well that
sure.
are in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's been going on for
a long
time.
Are the cars public property?
No, but they're parked on public property, Mark. And if a dog sniffs them out, then that's enough probable cause they need, apparently.
I see. So they can walk the dog on public property, and therefore, then the dog alerts. And,
yeah. So, again, public property is the excuse for tyranny here. You seeing a common thread?
Mm.
He says, and why are other public employee storage spaces not routinely searched while teachers, office clerks, and even congressional representatives are held under lockdown? If you go to a restaurant and place your parka on a public coat rack, can a police officer search every coat on the rack, go inside your zippered pockets, and indict you for any contraband that he might find? Well, no, because that's not really a public coat rack.
Mm.
See, people are confused about what is and what isn't public.
There's likely out there somewhere a public coat rack in a government building
sure.
or something like that.
Sure, but he was talking about a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
That's a privately owned building, so that's a private coat rack that the restaurant has allowed you to use as a member of the public. See, it's very confusing. People don't understand these concepts. He says, or do you still have rights to privacy in your personal effects no matter where you set them temporarily? Whether these searches were legal or not, what kind of message are they sending to the whole student body? That they're guilty until proven innocent, and that their freedoms are secondary to the elites advancing their political careers by posturing themselves as effectively dealing with juvenile drug problems?
Mm.
Well, there is no juvenile drug problem, just a problem in the judgment of out-of-touch-with-reality Hamilton, New Jersey community leaders. Unsaid is that this tactic of arresting whole student bodies and searching every locker is a pseudo-terrorist tactic designed to frighten kids into not bringing controlled substances into school. In the war on terrorism, even local government has become a neo-terrorist operation, indulging in situational ethics where the end justifies whatever means it chooses. In Hamilton Township, New Jersey, a drug-free environment is a rights-free environment. From the failed and embarrassing search at Steinert High School, Hamilton's zero tolerance proves it's zero intelligence. And in fact, the zero tolerance stories don't end there. Toby's got one to share.
More out of New Jersey.
School story. Yes, more New Jersey. It's just a wonderful place to live. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. If you've got a zero tolerance story, maybe you have a young person, son or daughter, that's actually in government high school, or you've recently graduated, or you yourself have been subjected to these sorts of abuses. We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then amp up. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, and for $3 a month, you can help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, and thereby help spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So if you want to learn more about the program and how you get a few perks, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So go to the AMP line and talk to Gene in Tennessee. Gene, the Christian anarchist, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Romance.
Oh, romance. Don't get fresh with me now, Gene.
You guys like to talk about personal stuff, so wanted to call and tell everyone about the woman of my life who I love dearly.
Great.
And I really don't understand how people have a marriage where they just can't stand each other. You know, they argue all the time. We've been married now 14 years, and our relationship gets better every single day. It just never seems to it never ceases to amaze me how much one can become like one. I can't. There's the old adage that says the two shall become one flesh.
Of course, you're growing together.
It's
so
biblical, of course, but yes, we are so much like one flesh that it's really uncanny. There are times when I will pick up the phone, like right now, she was just beeping my phone, trying to call me. Because I'm talking about her, but she doesn't know that. But I would pick up the phone, ready to call her, and the phone will ring. She's calling me.
Do you find, Gene, that there are times when you will be thinking something and your partner will vocalize the same exact thoughts and you'll sort of, you'll mention, I was just thinking that sort of thing? You're like on the same wavelength?
Happens all the time. It's not a thing where we don't, you know, we're apart from each other all the time because we're together all day long. We're around each other. We work together. We vacation together. Almost never we go someplace alone. You know, we always are together. We still hold hands. I mean,
that is so sweet.
If people could have this kind of a relationship in their lives, I tell you, they'd never stray. They would always want to be with that person that they love, and they would never go looking anywhere else. And
absolutely,
that's a special kind of a relationship that I don't think many people have that. I think most people would like to have something like that, but I think it just isn't there. And I'll tell you that we grew into this. We didn't, and when we initially got married, it wasn't this way. I mean, sure, we loved each other and everything, but it got better and better as we went through the tough times together and we helped each other out and got to know each other more and more intimately to where we truly have grown to become one flesh.
I have to say, I feel similarly. I mean, I haven't been together with my girlfriend as long, but I feel like I'm in a sort of similar position where we think alike, we're growing together, we're moving, you know, in the same direction together. I don't ever get tired of being around her. I know there are some people that they don't, you know, they just want to get away from their significant other. You know, I think it has been getting better and better, and I totally agree, and I feel a lot of the same things going on in my relationship, and I wish everybody could have something like that. And I don't know why people keep trying. I mean, if you've got a relationship that seems to be getting worse and worse over time, why bother continuing to try to salvage it? I understand some people get together and they have kids and they feel like they owe something to the kids, and I think that might be a huge factor in why so many relationships are so bad, just because so many kids are accidental. But would love your thoughts on why it is that people keep trying things that aren't working with their relationships, Gene.
Well, I think that anybody can have this kind of relationship if they dedicate themselves to do it. And it's hard looking at that at the beginning of the relationship and saying that it can work. But It certainly, if you look at it from my perspective, which is 14 years into it, and I look back at it, I say that it's due to really wanting to make it work and really putting your effort into it.
I think some of it. I think some of it just from, you know, it's starting. I think of it. Some of it is just you know, like the chemistry works early on, though.
That fades within a year. So relationship experts will say after about a year or so that you really need to start working on it more, and you have to want it to work. Otherwise, because that initial spark of love and romance, well, it'll start to fade. You'll still have the love there, but it's not going to be like it was the first year. 20 years down the line.
I'm glad my relationship isn't like it was the first year. I mean, it was good the first year, but it's better now.
Yeah, but some people expect it to stay like it was the first year forever.
And the same feeling, the same...
Gotcha. Yeah, you can't have that stay forever. It just doesn't work. That's not how humans are programmed to be. So if you're looking for that feeling, you're going to be switching around from partner to partner. But
right.
If you want something more, something that you grow towards, that's definitely possible for everyone, I think.
My experience is that it's getting better and better every year, so... I think it's better than the first year.
I have to say my marriage is better than it was the first year.
Well, now, I think I like what Gene touched on when he said something about dedication. And, Mark, this is an area where you've seen some change in your life since you've met your wife, your now wife, Laura.
Yeah, I really didn't expect to
do that. Before her, you were more of like a womanizer, right?
I don't know. Womanizer is such a mean word. I was good at being single.
Yeah, but you weren't interested in pursuing that sort of a relationship.
I didn't particularly want a long-term relationship, no.
Right, but as a result, the relationships you had weren't as fulfilling as they might could have been. I mean, do you feel like your relationship with Laura is significantly different than the ones that you've had in the past?
Yes.
That way?
It absolutely is.
And it was all in your head, right?
To some extent, it came naturally. I didn't expect to find the greatest woman in the world, had no intention of finding her, didn't want to find her, and did.
How did that work for you, Gene? How did you end up meeting your wife?
Well, we just met in a library. You know, I just saw her reading a book, and I said, "Hi, how are you?" You know, actually, I didn't say that. She was reading a newspaper from a town I used to live in, so I asked her if she was from there, and of course she wasn't. She was from China.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can't tell in the United States when somebody is Asian, whether they're from U.S. or from somewhere else.
Right.
But
so you struck up a conversation, and you went from there. Where did you take her out to coffee or something like that? Where did you go from the library?
I asked her out to go eat out and go to a movie, and things just took over from there. But
I think that we've got some seriously unhealthy relationships in this country, and I think a lot of it has to do with how people are meeting each other. I feel like this is so widespread, but I can't really comment on it because I don't go to these places. But it seems like young people in America today people in Generation X and Generation Y, they're spending their time looking for their significant others in clubs, you know, with loud pounding music, people just looking to get drunk and meet somebody. You've got these speed dating things, which I don't know how effective those things are for meeting people. It just seems like there's this air of desperation out there, and I feel like the way people are meeting in America today is unhealthy.
Here's what I'd like to ask before we end, and that is that if people think that the way to happiness is to just be free, but I've found that the way to happiness is to be bound to somebody so closely that you're both free, because now you're both, if you don't have to go out looking for all that anymore. You have got in your other partner the things that complete you, so you are a complete individual, even though you're a couple, if that makes any kind of sense.
I think it does.
It makes perfect sense to me. I can tell you that I didn't make as good of financial choices. I didn't work as hard when I was single. I spent a lot of money on the pursuit of women, going out. You have to be available. They don't come into your living room. So,
you know, there are little things.
It costs money to be out.
If you're together with somebody like that, somebody that you really click with and that your relationship is constantly improving with, and if you're making, especially if you're making an active effort to improve, I mean, we've talked about setting goals on this show before, and I have to say that now that I'm in this relationship, I can actually get up on time in the morning better. It's not because she's there. She's not. It's just that it's important to me to do what I say I'm going to do because I have somebody to be accountable with. And, you know, Gene, this has to be one of your best calls. I totally agree with everything you're saying here.
It's great. Thanks.
Well, we agree on most things.
Indeed, sir. Any other thoughts?
No, sir.
Thank you for the information and the story. 800-259-9231. So you're welcome to comment. Maybe tell us about your relationship and how it has progressively gotten better over the years.
And it's proof that Free Talk Live is about anything you call about.
It absolutely is. And I have to say that was a really useful call. I feel like there are so many people that are just in unhealthy situations. I mean, young people today, it's not about relationship. It's about hooking up. You know, this weird term that doesn't really mean anything. It just means some sort of physical get-together. It doesn't necessarily mean sex. It can mean sex. It can mean just making out with somebody.
But in the same respect, I think that there's some people that just aren't ready for the longer-term relationships yet.
Right.
Say Mark before.
I wasn't ready, but, you know, that was my opportunity, and she was going to hang on and get me ready. And
you
so
know, I'm in a relationship right now that I'm very happy with, but it took bad relationships to get here. So
absolutely.
I learned a lot from the other ones.
I think that's very valuable, is to have the bad relationship so you can really appreciate the good one when it comes along. 800-259-9231. I've had a really bad one myself. You can bring up anything. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Gasoline.